And the reason I record is I save all of the replays so that you can listen to them later if you want to go back and, you know, kind of look at the stuff that we covered if you want to kind of review it. So I always record. So I hope that's okay with everyone. My name is Kathy Benner, and I am going to share today how to start a blog. We're starting from the very top of the list of things that we need to do to create a blog. And so I just want to share all of that with you today, but we're going to wait a few moments and see if anyone else taps in. But tell us in the meantime, Robert, where are you coming to us from? Where are you located?
Ohio, Columbus, near Columbus.
Okay. I too, I'm in Canal Winchester. So I'm just at the end of Columbus. Yes. Nate, how about you? Where are you tapping in from?
Outside of Pittsburgh area.
Oh, okay.
Pittsburgh, PA.
You're in the Pittsburgh area. Okay, welcome. Do you have snow on the ground like we do?
Yes, it just started last night. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cold out there today. 15 degrees here in Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So do either of you blog already, or are you just thinking that you would like to and you want to know how to get started? Where are you in the whole process?
Yeah,
Robert, we'll start with you.
Okay. I've been trying to think of a blog. I've been trying to come up with a name, which has been racking my brain for like a couple of weeks now. That's the first thing. Just because a lot of names have been taken already, I guess, because there are so many blogs, and I just can't seem to figure out which one I really feel like will encompass what I want to write about and everything. So that's been a big problem. Once I get the name, I think I'll be able to get going pretty quick. So,
okay.
But I haven't blogged before to answer.
Okay. So you're new and you're just trying to come up with the name. Okay. Right. And we see, we have Deborah's iPad is how it's labeled there. So welcome. Yeah. How are you?
Good. Running a little bit behind.
Oh, you're perfect. Where are you? Where are you located physically?
I'm in Missouri City, Texas. It's right outside of Houston.
Okay. Well, welcome. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
So, is your first name Deborah? Is that correct?
My first name is Deborah. Yes. You may call me Deborah.
Okay. Okay. And Deborah, are you already blogging, or are you just looking to start?
I'm looking to start.
Okay, so perfect.
Grasp the information. I was at your last meetup and I need more information.
Okay, this is perfect because we're starting from the top in January, and we are going to go through the six steps of creating a blog. And today is the first step. So you're all in the right place. So I love that.
Great.
Nate, now, how about you? You're over in the Pittsburgh area. Have you blogged before?
Not yet. I'm just trying to learn about it. I've been looking into it for some time, so I'm just trying to figure out, just to get more information as far as I'm trying to like get into entrepreneurship, and I don't know what I want to do. I got like a couple ideas, so I'm just trying to learn a little bit of all my interests, and then I'm gonna go from there.
Okay, perfect. I understand. So I just want to share some things, and then I'm going to share my screen. And that's why I always try to chat for a few minutes to let everyone get on, because once I share my screen, it's hard for me to see who's coming on in the back of the house for me to click them through. So anyway, today we're going to talk about a blog name, and I'm going to show you some samples and examples of blogs and some platforms that you can choose from, but we're not going to get really down in the weeds on platforms at this point. We're going to talk more about, we've got someone else coming in, Kelsey. We're going to talk more about the blog name at this point. And then as we go on down the line, we're going to talk all about in February. Now, first of all, let me go back and share this with you. It's the first Friday of every month. So mark your calendars. The first Friday of every month at 10 o'clock is this free meetup. And it's totally free. And it's the same material that I use in the mastermind. And I just want to give you a little bit of an overview of what we do. Number one, we have the free meetups. And again, first Friday of every month, 10 o'clock Eastern time is, and I know Deborah's not in, she's not in Ohio. And, but I think Nate's also, he's also Eastern time. So anyway, at this point, we're going to talk about, all the free meetups and how we put together the blog name, how we choose a blog name and what some of those blogs might look like. Because if you're at the very beginning, sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And so it's kind of nice to see some examples of some folks already in progress. But then in February, we're going to talk about how to get online, which would be how to choose that platform. Because once you have a name, now you're ready to go in and choose a platform. And then from there in March, we're going to talk about how to customize it, how to make it your own, how to kind of find your voice. And then in April, we're going to talk all about how you can write those blog posts and how often you should write them and how to publish them and where to, you know, where to put those blog posts. And then in May, we're going to talk about how to promote. Once you get your blog, how to promote it out there. And then finally in June, we're going to talk about how to monetize it, how you could actually start monetizing the blog post. So anyway, those are the six steps. So choosing the name, getting online, customizing, writing and publishing, promoting, and finally monetizing. And then in July, we start over and we go through the six steps again. Now, the reason you want to stay in there and with us, hang in there that first Friday of every month and continue right on through and then even do it a second time is it'll make a lot more sense the second time. And I don't know about you, but here's my little analogy. When I learn a new dance step, Mark and I met ballroom dancing. And when we learn a new dance step, I want to see what the finished dance is supposed to look like, because then it makes more sense when they say the guy put your left foot here and the girl put, and I'm like, I don't know what that's supposed to look like. Once we go through all six steps of creating a blog and you know what the whole package is supposed to look like, now it makes a lot more sense the second time you go through it. But you're going to get a lot of value out of just the first 6 months going through the six steps. If you want a deeper dive, we do have a course and we do have a mastermind. And the mastermind, it's $25 a month and it will be twice a month. We've got a little bit of background noise. Somebody's got an open mic that I can kind of hear some background chatter. Maybe Robert or Sally, I'm not sure. If you just click the little microphone, that'll stop that. Yeah, I think it's Sally. Sally, just click your microphone off there. I see Sally has joined us. Sally is my co-mod. Sally, can you hear me?
Yep. Can okay. you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Just put my earphones.
Welcome, Sally. I'm sorry.
I just put my headphones in. So.
Oh, good. That's what we heard. Okay. Okay. Sally, tell us where you're coming from. We've got Robert, Debra, Nate, and Kelsey. And so Sally is my co-mod. And Sally, tell us where you're coming from.
I'm coming from Canal Winchester, not too far okay. from Kathy.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm also Canal Winchester, Ohio. Robert is Columbus, Ohio. Debra is Texas. Nate is Pittsburgh. And Kelsey, welcome to you. And where are you coming to us from, Kelsey? You can unmic there and let us know where you're at. Kelsey might be multitasking. We often do on a Friday morning. So hopefully she can hear us. So Kelsey, if you want to join in, just let me know. So anyway, we do have the mastermind. We meet twice a month for the mastermind. And if you want to mark that on your calendars, it is the second and fourth Monday of every month at 12 noon. And that's where we do a deeper dive. And so if anyone is interested in that, I'll just toss that out there. So anyway, with that said, I am going to share my screen and just show you a little bit about what we're all about. So the first thing that I want to show everyone, and it takes a minute to load here.
And may I interject something? My name is Debra.
Debra, what did I say?
Debra.
You know why? I owned salons for years, and I actually had a tech named Debra, and she spelled it that way, but pronounced it Debra. So that's my fault because I'm so used to calling her Debra. We had to really learn to call her Debra. We wanted to call her Debra back then.
Right. Yeah.
So I get it. So sorry, Debra. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is what our website looks like. And if you look up here at the top, this is the Kathy Venner International Academy.teachable.com. And when you scroll down, this left column is all the free stuff. And we are right here in this free meetup, this newbie bloggers, how to create and monetize your blog. And then of course we have the course and the mastermind. If you join the mastermind, you get the course for free. So I just wanted to show you what that looks like. And then when open that up, This is the actual free version, and this is what it looks like when you open it up. And once you scroll down on the free version, what it does is it tells a little bit about me here. And then it tells a little bit about Sally. And then as you scroll down, it actually will give you all of our replays. And you'll see here, these are all the 2021 replays. So you can hear all of our discussions if you want to go back and listen to those. And all of the replays like from today will also be put in that free version. So I just wanted to let you know where to find that as you scroll through. This is the course. And this is, I'm going to just share a portion of this today on step number one. And it talks about the introduction and then, of course, about me. And then when we start on our six steps, the first step is to pick a blog name. Then step number two is to get your blog online. Step number three is to customize your blog. Four is how to write the blog post and publish it. Five is how to promote it. And finally, six is how to make money with this blog so you can actually monetize it. So today I'm going to scroll up. Today we are in the very first section on how to choose a blog name. And so the one thing, and I know we talked about having a problem finding out what we want the name to be and that the names are sometimes already taken. But one of the things that you need to do as you pick out your blog name, and this is the number one tip for a successful blog, is to know your avatar. Now, if you're not sure what an avatar is going to be that person that you picture in your mind when you're writing your post. So the number one tip, the key to reaching the most people and making a difference in their life, you have to know your avatar to understand exactly who you're writing to. And here is the tip. When you write to everyone, you write to no one. When you write to everyone, you write to no one. Doesn't seem like it would make sense, does it? We have a blog to help others. And of course, we want to reach and help as many people as we can. So that's just the nature of being a blogger, the reason we even started to begin with. But the truth is, when you try to be all things to all people, you won't reach near the number of readers that you would if you would just niche down. So that's what we want to talk about, is who is that avatar? Who is that one person? What does that person look like? And I'll give you an example. When I was back, and we have Cecil entering, so we'll let Cecil get into the room there. When I was in the salon industry, I had to decide who was I going to market to. And that's kind of what we're talking about, because at the other end of the day, we're going to monetize our blog. And so at the other end of the day, we need to know who we're writing to, who we're marketing this blog post to. And in the salon industry, I decided that a gal that was like 35 to 65 that was in a professional capacity, a teacher or a nurse or, someone in a professional. Welcome, Cecil. We see that you're there. So as someone is in that professional environment, that was who my avatar was going to be. So I actually pictured in the salon industry, I pictured this gal with her hair always done, her nails always done. That was just part of her professional uniform. And so I even named my avatar Cindy. And so every time I would start to do a marketing piece or do something, I would always write it to Cindy. I would market to Cindy. I would list everything that I was doing to Cindy. And so that was my avatar. And so that's the first time I heard that word avatar. I couldn't figure out what they're talking about, except the blue people in the movie. but I thought, what does that have to do with marketing and with blogging? But the avatar is your reader in the blogging sense. And so the person that goes to your blog to solve a problem and can't wait to see your newsletter pop up in their inbox because they know you have something important to share with them. That is who your avatar is. So how to determine your avatar? So just how do you figure out who your avatar is? Well, you simply sit down with a piece of paper and you write down absolutely everything you know about your reader. Cecil, we're going to mute you there. You're a little bit of feedback. So, but welcome. We're glad you're here. So you want to ask yourself about your reader. How old is your reader? Are they single? Are they married? Do they have children? If so, how many? Where does your reader work? What is your reader passionate about? What does your reader spend time doing in their free time? Where do they like to shop? What are they good at? What are their biggest challenges? And then, just like I did in the salon business, give your reader a name. Give your avatar a name. And some even go to the extent that they find a picture and they cut out a picture and say, this is the person that I'm writing to. Now, why is it important? Well, I know it seems weird, but truthfully, I didn't know this when I first started blogging. I thought I had an idea of what my Cindy was really like. And I didn't go through such a silly exercise. But when I started, I told myself that I was going to complete every single assignment before moving on to the next. So you've got to pick your avatar. So when it came time to get to know my avatar better, I grudgingly sat down and got to work. And can I just tell you that once I got started, I couldn't stop writing. I went to explicit detail. And once I did, everything became crystal clear for me. And I knew exactly who I was writing to. So once you start narrowing down your niche, it'll blow the roof off of your writing. So you'll know every single detail about this reader. And so let's give an example. What does it look like for a lifestyle blogger? Let's say you're a lifestyle blogger and here is your avatar. They've named their avatar Mary. She's 35 years old. She's a stay-at-home mom. She has 3 young children. She's considering homeschooling. She and her husband are living paycheck to paycheck and they have no idea how to get out from under their bills. They count the minutes until the kids go to bed in the evening so they can pour themselves into their own bed for a much needed good night's sleep. This Mary is online shopping junkie and would rather surf the web than tackle the heaping mounds of laundry she has every day. She knows she has to get her life in gear, but has no idea how to even get started because she's too busy running around after the kids all day. She loves to spend time in the mountains and longs for the days that the kids are older so she can. So, do you see it? Knowing everything about Mary allows you to see that she needs help getting her life organized. She's exhausted all the time. She's needing to learn how to make life more enjoyable for her instead of just going through the motions. So now look what you can write about. Tips and strategies for organizing each room. You can teach her ways to get out of the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck by getting an emergency fund started. So you can have, you know, a blog about money, teaching her how to make a monthly budget, how to execute a debt snowball. You can give her great reviews for mountain getaways. You can help her know that she isn't alone, that you understand what she's going through. You can write about super cheap places to take her kids during the day, some place to get away from the house and change the scenery without cutting into her budget. You can show her some fun games to play with kids, perhaps something educational. You can give her some tips and strategies on homeschooling. See, so knowing your avatar will also be extremely helpful if you decide to monetize your blog. Because now you know what Mary is going to buy. You know what it is that she's going to like to buy. That's why knowing who this avatar is so important. So it's a win-win, most importantly for your reader, but also for you, especially if you're going to start sharing affiliate links. And we'll get into that much later. So I'll say it again, when you try to write to everyone, you write to no one. So spend some time with your avatar this week and really get to know her. And then sit back and smile when you begin to see how it completely opens up what you can do for your readers. So I'm going to stop sharing and I want to welcome, we have Ada and Diana has joined us. So, so thank you for joining. I'm seeing here, we've got several folks in the house now. So thank you. Ada, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to ask you to unmute and tell us where you're coming to us from, Ada. She might be multitasking, as many of us are. And Diana, how about you? Can you unmute and tell us?
Yeah, I'm Diana. I am in north of Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, welcome. Thank you. We have folks from Columbus, Ohio, and Texas, and Pittsburgh, all over. Cecil, how about you? Can you unmute and tell us where you're coming to us from?
Yeah, I'm coming from Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. Ah, I've got a condo in Sarasota.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm kind of close to you down there. Yeah. What's your temperature in Tampa today?
I haven't really checked. I haven't been out.
All right. We are 12 degrees in Columbus, Ohio right now. So
like about 70 something, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, good. I'm on my way back down to you in February. So good to know.
Great time of the year.
Yes. Yes. So I want to start with Robert. And Robert, can you tell us who your avatar? Have you thought about who your audience is going to be?
I have thought about it, but I really couldn't come to a good idea about who they would be. So it's still very nebulous and not, but the ideas that you put out there sort of began to really get me thinking though. So, yeah.
Well, create a list of first of all, what your interests are and what you're passionate about. And then start to think, you know, who needs to hear these messages and what does that person look like? Now, I will tell you, the person we know the best is ourselves. And oftentimes, our avatar is an earlier version of ourselves. We know very clearly what problems we had over the course of the previous years and months and years. And so oftentimes we can solve some of those issues because we have solved them for our own lives. And now we can share that in a blog post to help others solve some of those same issues. And I'll give you an example. I'm a passive income coach. You see that right here in my little square. I feel like we're in Hollywood squares now with all of us being on the call. So for those of you that are on a computer, you can see all of the squares at the same time. If you're on your cell phone, you only kind of see a couple at a time. I am writing oftentimes to an earlier version of me because I was a single mom, worked payday to payday. And so I started creating ways to have passive income. So I write often about passive income and everything that's connected to passive income. And so I don't know if that's helpful, but oftentimes you're going to write to an earlier version of you. That is who your avatar is. So for me, it's that single mom that's struggling financially is often who I'm writing to. And I see we have Sally in the house. Sally is actually my co-mod. And so I'll ask Sally to share what she actually does and why she blogs what she blogs about. Sally, tell us a little bit about how you decided what your blog is going to be.
I decided, I have my blog, it's called Embrace the Unexpected. I am a travel agent, so that might sound not connected. But if anybody of you have been traveling, you know that you can plan a perfect vacation and things happen. So you can either get very upset about those things happening or you can kind of go with the flow as long as you're not being physically harmed or ill. And it often leads, like in life, it often leads to unexpected pleasures or unexpected destinations that you wouldn't take normally. So that's why I named my blog. I did. That's what I blog about. Sometimes I blog about how what trips I have coming up. Sometimes I blog about my personal experiences along the lines of embrace the unexpected. And there's been a lot. And I'm sure there's been a lot with everybody on here. Mm-hmm. So it's more like letting people know that you can get through these things. Oftentimes it leads to better things and you can rise above your circumstance. You can rise above that, what is ever happening. So it's also an encouraging blog. So that's what I do. That's why I blog what I blog.
Now, Sally, share a little bit more about how you've segued into helping folks that maybe otherwise couldn't travel and how that just falls under that same umbrella of embracing the unexpected.
Right. So I'm a certified special needs travel agent. I've taken training. So the people I help, mostly in the senior boomer market, if you need help, if you can't walk, if you need a wheelchair, if you need a hospital bed, if you need those kind of things in order to travel, I have access to resources for that. A lot of people who are reached that time, maybe they're on oxygen. They think they can't travel anymore, but I am here to tell you that you can, for the most part, and I'm here to help. So
now you see how Sally took that overarching title of Embrace the Unexpected, and look at all the different things that she can blog about. So she's still staying in her niche of Embrace the Unexpected, but now she can blog everything from travel over to someone that has a disability that needs help in travel. And so she's got that full gamut, and she can talk about restaurants, she can talk about hotels, she can talk about cruise ships, she can talk about hiking and biking, and so you can see where all of a sudden her blog material has really opened up at all the things that she can blog about, but yet it stays under that name. And that's what we're talking about today, is how do you choose that name? You have to start with who your audience is going to be. And then you have to pick a name that's broad enough that you can write in that niche without narrowing yourself in. If she just wrote, if her blog was, you know, how to cruise, you know, how to pick the best cruise, and that was her blog, that would narrow her to just writing about cruising. But because she has chosen a name, Embrace the Unexpected, it allows her a much broader niche to blog about, but still she's talking to that avatar. So hopefully that is helpful. Let's move on to Deborah. Deborah, do you have a name already kind of picked out, and who it is that you're going to blog to?
Well, I'm going to blog to a combination of myself and my mother.
Okay.
My mother was a very frazzled parent. She had no tools for being a parent, but she was married. But my blog is going to be for single parents with children in the age group of 11 to 14.
Wow, that's so important, Deborah. I love that. Now, do you already have a name?
I just have parent. I'm your parent and I'm your partner in parenting, and so I have another actual name, but that's how I'm going to present myself, as your partner in parenting.
Okay, very good. Now, so you have a very clear picture of who your avatar is.
A single. She'll probably be between the ages of 30 and 40. You know, some people are having kids later in life.
Okay.
But that's the age group, and I have experience in that area. I was a middle school counselor for 18 years.
Okay, so you know your material, and you know that avatar. Good for you.
I did a good job at parenting.
and you know there is such a need out there, so I can see your tribe growing rather quickly.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. I'm just want to get started.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Very good. Kelsey, can you share with us a little bit about, again, tell us briefly where you're coming to us from, and then do you have a name picked out and for your blog? And again, Kelsey, it might be multitasking and just listening in, so we'll wait just a second. Let's move on over to Ada. Ada, can you tell us? Since this is our free meetup on a Friday morning, oftentimes folks are just listening in because they're at work and they can't really chat with us. So we'll move on to Diana.
Hi. What was the question again? Because I was multitasking.
I get it. Diana, where are you coming to us from again?
From north of Boston.
Boston. Okay. Do you already have a blog name picked out? Are you blogging currently? Or are you brand new?
I have my blog. It's almost ready to launch.
Okay.
So it's a New England travel blog.
Oh, good. Good. So yeah. Let's back up and tell us your system. How did you come up with your niche? First of all, how did you come up with your niche? That's what you wanted to blog about. And then how did you come up with your name?
So the way I came up with my niche, and it's on my about page, is basically through the pandemic. We really couldn't travel, for quite some time, and we're big travelers. And, you know, I'm working from home. I work in the IT space, and I came across something that my daughter had given me. It was like a coloring page. She's a teenager, but it was like one of those coloring pages that you stress ones. And it said, do more of what you, what makes you happy. And it really resonated, and it started to make me think. And, you know, I kept saying to them that we needed to travel locally because we couldn't really go any further, and there was so much to see around us. So anyways, I ended up, I knew I loved travel when the blog idea came up, but I knew I wasn't going to be a world traveler. You know, I'm a single mom. I work, you know, I'm not going to be one traveling the world everywhere. So that's how I kind of narrowed it down to the New England, because I can do New England.
Very nice. Very nice. And so who does your avatar look like?
So I think it's kind of like the single mom, or possibly a married mom, but somebody with, you know, that likes to travel with kids. You know, I'm going to be putting on, you know, family fun type of stuff. And, you know, so I guess just that type, not really a budget thing, but like more of a, somebody like myself, like you said, because you can blog about what you do, you know, so somebody who likes, to stay in nice places, but on a budget. So, yes. You know, finding those little niche places that are nice, but, you know, not $500 a night.
Yes, I get it. I get it. And now you see what she said is that, she also is blogging to an earlier version of her. So you see how your avatar right. oftentimes be an earlier version of who you are, because she's blogging to that person that wants to travel the way she likes to travel. And again, I think your niche will grow, your tribe will grow rather quickly, because there's a lot of folks that will definitely relate to that, which is the whole point, is getting out there in front of the folks that relate to what you have to say. Cecil, I see you moving around there a little bit. Can you share with us what you're thinking about for your blog and your niche and your name for your blog?
Well, I'm just kind of toying with different ideas. I transplanted from North Carolina to Florida a few years ago. And so it was a shock, you know, living in North Carolina and then you move to Florida, and just so many different things are take place in Florida that you don't normally have the ability to do if you're in a colder area. You know, okay. Florida has two growing seasons, and in North Carolina you got one. So, you know, I'm kind of toying with the idea of transplanting to Florida, or maybe how to live in Florida. I don't, you know, I'm just kind of putting stuff down on paper and you know, just trying to come up with something from that. Seems to have stopped. So what do you think of that concept? And it looks like my phone might be going in and out from mute to unmute. So
It looks like the host left.
Something happened.
Does anybody still see the host?
Somehow no, I don't see it now.
Okay, yeah, because somehow it said on my computer that I became the host. I have no idea why or how, but
mine.
So yeah.
Yeah, I have people's names coming up in the lower corner, but the host is gone.
All right. So yeah, well, I'm going to close this down. I'm going to leave because I have nothing to, I came here to listen and to learn.
I'll wait a minute. Maybe something happened.
Okay.
That was odd talking and then everything just kind of froze up on my end. I mean, I could see me, it was bouncing around, but everything else was just frozen.
Well, somehow I became the host. Does anybody want to be the next host? Because it's telling me before I leave that I have to assign someone to be the host. Does anybody care to be the host for the folks that are left?
This is my first 20 minutes here, so I don't want to be a host. I'm sorry. I came to figure out what I was doing.
Right. Yeah, me too. So, all right. I'm not sure what to do then.
I'm just going to bounce out of it.
Because it's only given me two options, that it's either I can close the meeting down or I can assign a new host to the people that are left. Right. I don't even know how I became the host. I'm so confused.
Yeah. Well, maybe if we all get off, she'll have an opportunity to get us back in.
I know. Maybe we can just re-click the link that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, okay. I'll just end the meeting then. All right, bye.